You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
It is a Gym Class coming your way on a Thursday here at KGYM. 1600 AM, along with the Gym OT 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids as well, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash, along with Buttons here from our studio. Buttons, of course, on the other side of the glass, our producer again here today. And Mark Dukes joining us from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. You can reach us by the text line at 319-366-1600. That is a 319-366-1600 number. That is also our phone line as well. Same number. Once again, 319-366-1600. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nice, bright, sunny, sunshiny day, and be thankful for that. Good show today with KCRG TV9 Sports Director Scott Sable coming up, and a little ranking of Big 12 coaches, NBA talk, and much more.
Yeah, much more. And to start off with, Mark, and maybe this is going to bring a little bit of a sense of normalcy to us here. This is almost like the birds, swallows coming back to Capistrano here. Let me make sure I have this in my hands here. But I think college football season not only is right upon us and around the corner, but also, like I said, a big sense of normalcy when you have the first watch list coming out of the college football season. If you had June 4th in the pool, you are a winner for 2020. But we have the Lott Impact Trophy watch list nominees out, and that includes University of Iowa senior defensive end Chauncey Golston. He was named to the 2020 Lott Impact Trophy watch list, and it was responsible, this group, the Pacific Club Impact Foundation, which is responsible for honoring the nation's best impact player at the end of the season. There are 42 nominees, by the way, for this. So don't you feel better?
I can rest easy tonight, Scott. There's no question about it.
Well, I mean, yes, the virus is there, and the pandemic continues. Other things in our country continuing, but by gosh, we have at least a watch list to come back to fall back upon. So,
man, there's some mock drafts out there. So, I mean, all the silliness is still out there.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. Very much so. 319-366-1600. So, congratulations to Iowa defensive end senior Chauncey Golston, who was named to that award watch list. And they will be hot and heavy as we go through the next couple of weeks or so. More watch lists coming out. As Mark mentioned, Scott Sable, sports director for TV9, will be joining us coming up in just a little bit. And Scott's had to put on the news cap lately, not only doing sports, but actually doing more news and sports. And we're going to talk about that. And maybe that's going to change a little bit with softball and baseball coming back or getting closer and closer anyway. We'll see how that plays out. But we'll have an interesting conversation with him about that coming up to today in about 15, 16 minutes or so. And always entertaining to talk to Scott.
Yes, it is. And I know he's, as you mentioned, on the news beat quite a bit, as others have been. Excuse me. I know Mike O'Brien was down in Iowa City yesterday with whatever you want to call it, the reactions, the protests, what have you. Scott's been very much doing some excellent feature stories right along the way, some sports related, some not. And we'll visit with him about a few of those stories.
Yep, we'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Weather news to talk about here. No warnings in effect right now for our area. If that changes, we will be sure to let you know. We did have a little line go through northern About the southern parts of Buchanan and Delaware County and the northern part of Linn County. That was about an hour and a half ago that prompted a severe thunderstorm warning. But right now, no warnings out there. There is some rain that has developed between Marshalltown and Waterloo, kind of very slowly drifting to the east and slightly to the south as well. So could see chances for some rain and some heavy rain, as a matter of fact, if you get caught under one of these thunderstorms. So if something happens in the weather situation, we will let you know about it right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Scott and Mark Buttons with you as well as we take you through this Thursday. We'll let you know about our topic coming up later on as well for Friday. We will do that on the program today. Basketball news to get to. We're going to talk a little bit about the CBS Sports Big 12 coaches rankings for football. We'll do that as well in the program today. And as I mentioned, Scott Savel is going to join us coming up in a little bit. The NBA looks like everything has been solidified, Mark. 22 teams are going to take to the court and probably starting up at one central location, more than likely Disney World, the resort down there in Orlando, Florida, and that will start approximately about 5 or 6 weeks from now, and we'll see how it all plays out. But the NBA has a plan, and there won't be a lot of off-season. There usually isn't, as far as the association is concerned. NHL talking about how they're going to conduct their playoffs, best-of-seven series once the playoffs get started. Sounds like we'll maintain again this year, and they again will reseed after each round as far as the conferences are concerned. So that coming from the NHL, nothing from Major League Baseball, except for the fact of what we know yesterday, that the Major League Baseball owners rejected the 114-game schedule, and they are not going to come back with a counterproposal. So that's where we are as far as some of the major sports are concerned.
Yeah, as far as the NBA, the lottery is now scheduled August 25th, and the NBA player draft scheduled October 15th, which made me wonder right away, how does that affect a guy like Luka Garza, who is exploring the NBA waters and has had, you know, more time to do so because of the pandemic and things being pushed back. But, you know, that's at or near the start of practices, at least the usual start of practices for college basketball, and training begins long before that. But, you know, is Luka really going to wait it out that long?
Yeah, that's going to be the question, I think, not only for him, but for a lot of folks out there, because like you said, that's right at the start of practices. In fact, practice starting prior to that. And I think we're going to see some people maybe just take themselves out of the running, unless they. And I think the NBA teams, if they really, really like you, I think that they're going to let you know that early enough. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. 319-366-1600. That's NBA news. College basketball news to talk about. Both Iowa and Iowa State have released quite a bit of their non-conference men's basketball schedules. And pretty much what you thought it would look like for both Iowa and Iowa State for the Cyclones. Looks like they're going to start their season on November the 10th when they take on Kennesaw State. I should say this. Iowa has not officially announced the non-conference schedule, but it has been leaked on several places or in several places. Let's just put it that way. Iowa State has. They have talked about their non-conference basketball schedule. It'll be Kennesaw State on November the 10th. Oregon State will come to Ames on November the 13th. That is a return match from last year in Corvallis when Oregon State beat Iowa State. Then you got Alabama A&M. You got Louisiana Monroe. ISU will take part in the Emerald Coast Classic down in Florida. Florida, Illinois, and Oregon are the other three teams involved in that one. South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, Matthew Mims in that group will come to Ames on December the 2nd, the former Cedar Rapids Xavier product. The Big 12 Big East battle will be on December 6th. That has not been taken care of as of yet, the opponent or where it will be. December 10th, Iowa and Iowa State will play in Iowa City. That is a, let me check on that. Usually is a, as I go right by the month of December here. The 10th is a Thursday. The women's game will take place on the 9th between Iowa and Iowa State. That one will be in Iowa City as well. December 13th, Jackson State, North Carolina A&T on the 20th, Chicago State on the 22nd, and then January 23rd will be that Saturday SEC Big 12 Challenge that has also not been released. Same thing for Iowa. The Gavitt Games, if Iowa's going to take part, that has not been released as of yet. The Big Ten ACC Challenge game has not been released as well as of yet for the Hawkeyes. And I know Mike Halas had a piece in the paper today in the Gazette. We'll talk with Mike on Monday, by the way, maybe a little bit about this, about Iowa's non-conference schedule, because it has been rumored on a couple of different websites anyway. And probably a lot like Iowa State's. And there were a couple of intriguing games. Iowa's going to play South Dakota. The Coyotes are going to come down to Carver Hawkeye Arena. That should be an interesting game. And a couple other smaller conference powers are going to be coming in, or teams that have been in the NCAA tournament as of late to take on the Hawkeyes. Not the schedule Iowa put together last year for the non-conference, but that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, if I'm Iowa or Iowa State, I don't want a really big part of those South Dakota schools. No. I really don't. They have good basketball programs.
They do. They do. And Summit League teams have been tough to beat for Big 12 and Big 10 teams over the years. There have been some upsets pulled by those teams. And we'll see if that plays out again this year. But we're starting to get that in information. And no matter, you know, yes, we hope basketball goes off. We hope football goes off. And much like Gary Barta talked about a couple of weeks ago when he met the media in a Zoom meeting, that, yeah, well, when he talked about getting ready for the football season and how attendance is going to be and tickets at Kinnick Stadium, you have to plan for the status quo. And then you kind of deviate from that. And that's what Iowa basketball and everybody's basketball teams are doing right now.
Well, that's the smart thing to do, no doubt about it. Then you can always back off if need be. Much easier to do that as opposed to, you know, plan for a quarter or a half full stadium and then find out that you can go ahead and sell those tickets. So, yeah, I think that's the proper approach.
Yeah, that's the way you got to do it anyway. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. If you would like to weigh in here today about some basketball or whatever's on your mind, we thank you. Or you want to talk about watch lists, we can do that as well on the program here today. COVID news coming out today. Of course, we know from the Iowa State's athletic department that one member, a non-athlete, I believe, has tested positive for COVID-19. And now we find out that at least five Alabama football players have tested positive for coronavirus days before they were supposed to begin workouts. So that is a little bit of breaking news as far as college football is concerned. And I think that's probably not going to be limited to Alabama, as you have talked about in the last couple of days, Mark, or the Iowa State Athletic Department. Going to see more programs and more teams than not, I think, are going to have probably somebody that it has tested positive for this once we get all of the athletes coming together, I guess, or preparing to come together in one place.
COVID, huh?
COVID.
I didn't know it was still a thing after events of the last week.
It's still out there.
But it still is, obviously. And no kidding matter there. I'm not surprised in the least when you have folks coming back to Alabama, for example, from all over the country, all over different parts of Alabama. I'm not surprised that there's going to be a smattering of positive tests, how serious they become, how those infections are traced is the big key there. Obviously, they're going to be quarantined for not only 2 weeks, but probably three to four anyway. You just don't want it to be super widespread. One infection is too many, but it'd be naive to think that you're not going to have a little bit of this as teams return to campus.
Yeah. 25-23, reminding us, yes, the watch lists are starting to come out, but it is not officially summer until the first football preview magazine comes out. I have not seen one. Now, I haven't been out a whole bunch, but I have not seen a college football preview magazine that has been out as of yet, but 'tis the season. I would imagine if you look closely enough, if you have seen a college football magazine, preview magazine out there, please let us know on the text line at 319-366-1600. Matt, the Michigan fan weighing in. I thought the press said this was going to disappear with the hot weather. Just kidding. He says, go blue. Out there. Michigan will not be coming to Iowa State this year to play basketball. Just throwing that out there.
I don't think his press was referenced to the press.
My bad. Yeah, well, I'm perhaps. Let's just put a blanket over a lot of folks.
Yeah.
How's that at this particular moment? Yes, thank you for correcting me on that. 319-366-1600 as we come up on 19 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We'll talk to Scott Sable coming up in just a couple of minutes, and then we're going to dive into the Big 12 football coaching rankings, according to CBSSports.com. We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit and see how Matt Campbell falls among his peers as far as the Big 12 is concerned. Reminder, coming up on Saturday, we've got another classic Iowa State broadcast for you coming your way, and that will be at 12 noon. That's on 1600 AM along with 102.3 FM, as it will be Iowa State and Oklahoma from October the 7th of 2017. Maybe the game that put the Matt Campbell regime on the map as far as Iowa State football is concerned. And, if memory serves me correct, that is the game in Norman when the third-string quarterback took over for Iowa State. And kind of the rest is history. But that'll be fun to revisit that one. That'll be coming up on a Saturday at 12 noon. Also coming up on Saturday, it'll be the Big 12 show that starts off at 8 a.m. on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then Saturday evening, we've got a live sporting event for you here at KGYM. It'll be the Genesis 300 at the Texas Motor Speedway, the NTT IndyCar Series on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And that will be on Saturday evening starting at 7 o'clock. So looking forward to that and looking forward to having – this will be the first live sporting event in – let's see – 12 weeks and 2 days on our airwaves at KGYM. Isn't that hard to believe?
It is. We've had some pretty good programming in the meantime, but that's quite a lengthy period of time, 3 months to not have live sports, but that'll change. Those days are going to be changing, and we'll bring you all the updates as they come along. And we mentioned the NBA setting dates for its draft lottery and the draft itself, August and October, respectively. Chad Leistikow, the Des Moines Register, noting that the NCAA has set a deadline for August 3rd for players like Iowa's Luka Garza to withdraw from the NBA draft.
Okay.
August 3rd, 10 days after the combine, which that's the schedule right now. So there you have some context in terms of Luka Garza's decision-making.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Good move by the NBA right there to give those folks a little bit of an opportunity to you know, get looked at as much as they can and then decide and then get ready for heading off to college, we hope anyway, or at least getting ready for the season. 22, make it 23 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class for this Thursday. We will take a break and come back, and Scott Sable, sports director for TV9, will join us when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
First, this crazy crisis, and now hail. One thing is for sure, this perfect storm means you can save big. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. If you don't mind a few dents and dings, you could save up to an incredible $20,000 off new Nissans, or save up to $10,000 off new Subarus, or save up to 50% off our pre-owned vehicles. But we are still here to help you the safest way possible. We're sanitizing and keeping a safe distance. Plus, if your car was damaged in the storm, we'll take it off your hands and give you way more than it's worth. It's the hail sale of the century. You can save up to $20,000 off brand new cars if you don't mind a few dents and dings. Or save up to 50% off our pre-owned vehicles. This perfect storm means you can get the car of your dreams and leave some money in your pocket. But hurry, these deals are only good until all the hail cars are gone. And with these savings, it won't take long. See all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Discount varies depending on actual damage. Not all vehicles have damage. All incentives to dealer. Ends when all hail cars are gone.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Now is the time to get in on the action with Elite Sportsbook. Receive a 50% match on your first online deposit up to $200 for all brand new accounts now through August 31st. Sign up at Rhythm City Casino Resort or Riverside Casino and Golf Resort to qualify for the new account deposit match. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for complete details and restrictions. Then start betting on your phone anywhere in Iowa. Get in on the action with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
The Iowa Army National Guard salutes the high school graduating class of 2020. We recognize all of your hard work and the resilience you've demonstrated during this historic time for our country. Those are the traits of a great citizen soldier. You can continue to stand out and be a leader in your community as a soldier in the Iowa Army National Guard. Learn more about the benefits of part-time service in the Army National Guard at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brammelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
And that will be a part of the show with Todd and Alex coming up next. Todd Brammelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. That goes from 4 until 6 right here each weekday, afternoon and evening, on KGYM. Still tracking some weather that is going between Marshalltown and Waterloo. Again, it's just not moving very fast. Pretty good rain there. Nothing severe at the present time. If that happens to change, we will certainly let you know. We have our topic for Friday. We'll let you know about that as well. And already got a couple of really, really top-notch guests coming up for next week as well. And got a top-notch guest coming up right now. He has our friend Scott Sable, sports director at TV9, joining us here as we come up on 3:27 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. I should say sports director, but also he's featuring news guy right now. There are a lot of hats that you're putting on, right, Scott?
Yeah. Thanks for having me first, Scott and Mark. It's been an interesting last 3 months. Reporting on, first of all, the COVID-19 and then now the protest and Black Lives Matter. It's been real interesting and real eye-opening.
Yeah, it has been. It has been. Whatever spectrum you have. And this is not a first for you guys. Whoops, we lost Mark, I think. We'll get him back on here. This is not a first for you guys, though. I mean, we had the flood coverage, and you guys went through this as well back then. So, you know, it's all hands on board, I know.
Yeah, that's one great thing about Channel 9 is when there is a crisis or when there's a breaking news story, everybody does what they can to help out. And we've been doing that, spent the last few days in Iowa City till, 1 o'clock in the morning. And, whatever it takes, we band together to do what we need to do to get the job done.
You sound tired, Scott, by the way.
I'm a little tired, but not totally exhausted. I still got a little energy.
Yeah, I've never seen you when you don't have energy, so it's kind of bumming me out a little bit. Mark, are you back?
Sorry for the technical difficulty there, guys. Scott, what have you missed most about sports from when this all started in March up till now, and we're going to miss more as well.
yeah, games. I miss games terribly.
Yeah.
It's all basically I've done in my entire life. I've been around sports, since I was a little kid, and pretty much one track mind. And when someone takes that away from you, it's difficult. It really is, and you realize how much you miss it.
True. And of course, we were talking before we brought you on here that we're going to have our first live sports event in 12 weeks and 2 days coming up on Saturday night, as we'll have the IndyCar race from Texas on at 7 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. But we have to wait a little bit longer for local live events, but they are going to be coming as baseball and softball are back. And that's the plan anyway, as of June the 4th at 3:29 anyway. And I know you guys have talked about how it's going to play out, how you're going to cover it, and kind of give us a little glimpse about that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, we've already started to cover it. I covered Jefferson's first practice the first day they could. Now, the media is not allowed to go to practice inside the practice facility, so I had to shoot the story from a couple of fences out at the Jefferson Complex and then waited for them to come out to do the interviews. But it was eye-opening right from the start when their trainer, before they entered the complex there, she had the shielded face guard on, just like the nurses do. And they took everybody's temperature. They all came in with masks. They're allowed to take the mask off once they started practicing and kept their distance. But just the alarming, just the look of them going in, and each kid getting their temperature taken right away before they were even allowed in, really opened my eyes right away and say, man, this is real. But they're doing everything they can do, and this is really important because, this is the only state in the union. This is the first sport back, and everybody has their eyes on them.
Well, it's personal too, Scott. I have grandkids who compete at the high school level. A daughter, at least one, at the collegiate level, right?
I have, yeah. They've all done some collegiate sports, and I feel so bad for the kids this spring that did not get to compete in sports, and especially the seniors. I mean, just what an awful way to end if that's the way your sports season ended in your high school career. It's just I can't even imagine if I would have not been able to compete my senior year in sports. And my favorite sports in high school, I would have missed out on so much.
Yeah, devastating there for those kids anyway. But I think that at least early on through the first 4 days, the attitude of the athletes has been terrific for baseball and softball. These kids know what they have to go through. They also, I think, have a real big responsibility on their shoulders, and they know it as far as, like you talked about, that it's not Iowa looking at them. It's Minnesota looking at him. It's Missouri looking at him. It's Nevada looking at him. It's Connecticut looking at him. Everybody's looking at Iowa.
Yeah, it was interesting. At the Xavier practice, the sophomore coach asked his players how many of them liked football. And most of them raised their hands. How many want to play football this year? Most of them raised their hand. And they said, okay, we have to do this right or you won't be playing football. So right away it got their attention. But I think, all the athletes, student athletes I've talked to, baseball players and softball players, so far, they to a T say, hey, we'll do whatever we have to do to play. And so it's kind of funny. Some of the baseball players, they don't like to spit the seeds, and they're not allowed to do that. And they say, I don't know, I'm going to have to find another control mechanism, but I'm going to find one. So they're all in on it.
They'll all be doing the Joe Morgan hitch in the chicken wing.
Yeah, a little Joe Morgan action, maybe.
Scott, obviously football is such a big part of our content in the fall and going forward from there. Everybody has their own opinion as to what the seasons will look like. You know, Friday Night Lights, what is that going to look like at the high school level? And then the next day on Saturdays when you got a home game at Kinnick. You look at that as a fluid, those fluid situations, evolving in terms of, you know, what it's going to look like?
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows. They can tell you what they think. They can plan ahead. But until we know, you know, the extent of the virus when football season rolls around, and, you know, there's just no way to know. I think we have to take everything right now, whether we want to or not, a day at a time. That's just the way it is. And do the best we can that day and move forward. Because I don't think anybody can read into the future exactly what's going to happen.
Well, and you got to make plans, contingency plans in every direction. We talked with J.R. Ogden, and he doesn't know if he's going to be allowed to send his usual crew to Iowa City or to Ames or whatever the case may be. And you guys are planning on that. You and Josh and Mike and even John are all planning on that, I know.
Yeah, we just don't know at this point. We do know, obviously, we are right now going to be allowed to shoot the softball and baseball games and cover them. They'll have a designated area for us. And that could change, too. But, you know, kind of people show up. Are they going to have room? You know, who knows? I don't think people know that right now. But we are going to resume a 10 o'clock sportscast when the games start. So we will be covering the games and have, you know, because we really haven't had a sportscast in like 3 months. But we will resume on the 15th when the games start. We will have a sportscast at that time.
High school baseball and softball are going to be covered like they've never been covered before in that very short span this year.
Exactly right. Yeah, they really are. And in Hawkeye Downs, I'll be out there.
We look forward to that.
as the drivers start to get their practice session in. And I think it'll get more coverage than it's been getting in the last couple of years.
Well, we hope we'll roll out the red carpet for you guys.
I appreciate it. Congratulations on your new job.
Thank you.
Looking forward to working with you.
That should be fun. It has been fun out there. And Scott Sabol, sports director at TV9 Sports, joining us here at 3:35 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And like you said, you haven't had a sports cast in 3 months, and it's just, I mean, your life is just, you mentioned you really miss the games, but, it's just, it's almost like Groundhog's Day, for me anyway, getting up each and every morning, going through the checklist and go, oh yeah, yeah. For almost a second or two, you almost forget it. And then something jogs your memory again and it reminds you.
One thing about my job in the last 3 months has been extremely challenging because I'm trying to do different features, and I've done basically 80 features on the same subject.
Yeah.
So you really have to rack your brain. You really have to make a lot of phone calls. And one good thing out of it, I've met a lot of great people. I've met a lot of people that are not in the sports world that I have not known over the years and have gotten to know them. So that part of it I've enjoyed, the challenge of it, and it is a challenge every day. I try to stay like 5 stories ahead. And a lot of people don't want to do stories right now. There's so much negativity out there, and they're afraid to actually go on camera and talk. So you have to really battle to get these stories. But it's, you know, and I've even had my wife help me out. We have a 10-foot-long microphone that I use now. So it's hard to operate the camera and hold a 10-foot-long microphone and make sure that everything's working right. So sometimes she'll go and she'll help me out. She'll hold the microphone, and it's basically an old, they took an old ball retriever.
Oh.
And we put an end on it, and then we stick the mic on that. So it's literally 10 feet long.
Well, you never, you never hit it in the water.
It's been interesting.
Now that first athlete of the week feature will feel mighty good, I think, Scott.
Yeah, I'm not sure when that will be, but hopefully we usually have a baseball and a softball winner, so hopefully we start with that and can make it through the year. Like I said, everything is very fluid, and we'll see how things go. Our fine sponsor, Cedar Rapids Toyota, has already renewed for next year, and as has the Union Station for All in Iowa Live. If we have that, boy, it sure would be nice to get back to some normal.
Yeah, it would. And, you know, the Athlete of the Week banquet is always such a big thing each and every year. I had a chance to go to it many times, and I know you guys didn't have a chance to have it this year. And that's something also the senior group of 2020 is going to be missing out. But I know you guys did your best, and there's some very deserving people that should get a lot of recognition with this group.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, you know, obviously, we had to cancel the banquet. We were going to have Pat Anger was going to actually come and speak this year, which would have been great. We were able to get the certificates mailed out to everybody and apologize that we couldn't have the banquet. I think most of them understood. But, yeah, we had some amazing athletes again this year. And then we also always have Honorary Athlete of the Weeks, and we've had some great one of those great athletes. Honorary Athlete of the Week that have done some special things beyond just athletics. So it's tough. You know, like I said, I feel just horrible for all of the seniors that they had to go through this year and all the athletes that missed out on a season, because you're only in high school once, and it's really something that you cherish the rest of your life.
Scott, looking back, the NFL draft, Tristan Wirfs taken by Tampa Bay, ironically, you know, who's the new quarterback? Tom Brady. What a story there. But I can't imagine you have covered too many more interesting athletes than Tristan Wirfs, his mom, and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a great story. I always love good things that happen to good people. And Tristan's mom, Sarah, has been truly an amazing mom. Raised him, you know, by herself, him and his sister, and Kalia, and did everything she could. She's worked at Target, I don't know how many years now. I think it's coming up on like 28, 29 years, something like that. And she did everything that she could do to make sure that they were able to enjoy the same lifestyle and the same, being all the sports. She never wanted to say no to them. And it's just been an incredible mom. And because she's been an incredible mom, she has an incredible son. Tristan is one of the nicest men that you'll ever meet, just a gentle giant that has learned how to turn it on at the right time. Just a great overall guy, and just a real pleasure to get to meet that family. And I've always admired all single moms in this country and what they go through and how hard they work for their children. It's really a special thing. And the bond that they share is remarkable. Really cool to see, you know, on draft night, him pull out the red carpet for her. It was pretty cool. And had the flowers, and he's a great son, and she's a great mom.
Yeah, and I think you can parlay that into, you know, a nice one-on-one down in Tampa with Tristan.
That'd be nice.
Once the season starts, can't you? You can sell that to the folks at Channel 9.
I would sure try, yeah. And Tristan would be more than accommodating. He always has been. He's a super guy.
And just, you know, I can get a one-on-one with Brady while you're down there.
Yeah. I'll never forget at our Athlete of the Week banquet, we were talking about it. We had a cheese-eating contest, and he literally ate the entire cheesecake in one bite. I was moving it down like on my third bite, looked over, and it was gone. He stuffed the whole thing in his mouth.
Well, the one thing that, you know, you might – have been, I guess, a small blessing anyway, is the fact that you can probably spend this time coming up with a lot more Athlete of the Week challenges that you've thought
of.
Yeah,
we try not to think about those. Those just happen. They just, whatever works for whatever athlete or whatever's going on at that time, we just show up and have some fun. But, there's a lot that we haven't done, I'm sure, out there, and there's a lot that are a little dangerous for me at this age, bro.
It's interesting that just a little bit of background here. We mentioned it's been 12 weeks and 2 days. Well, it's 12 weeks today. Tomorrow, since the last day of the Boys' State basketball tournament.
That's the last time I've seen you.
Yeah, Scott and I actually ran into each other getting a snack at Guernsey or somewhere on I-80. Yeah. Little did we know what was in the horizon.
We had no clue at that point, did we?
No.
We knew we were in for a strange day, but we didn't know we'd be in for a strange 3 months.
Yeah. That was just that was crazy. But well, we'll let you get back to the craziness, and hopefully we'll get back to a little bit of normalcy sometime soon. And I know from Mark as well as myself, stay healthy, and stay healthy to everybody at Channel 9. And thank you very much. We always enjoy talking with you, and hopefully we'll have some football to talk about as we get closer and closer to the fall.
Man, I'd love that. It's been a pleasure being on, guys, and great talking to you, all right?
All right. Thanks, Scott.
You guys stay safe.
You too.
Stay safe.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah.
Scott Take Savel care. Joining us, sports director at TV9 here on the Gym Class program at 3:43. And, getting home late is not unusual in the sports realm, but, covering news like he and Michael Bryan and the others have been doing as of late, certainly a little bit different, very different, as far as, what they thought they were going to be covering going through school and things like that. But it's not only those folks, but the Gazette folks and the folks at Channel 2 and Channel 7, everybody doing their part to let everybody know about the information they need to know. So kudos to everybody out there. And we try to do that as well here on the Gym Class and KGYM. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, 3:44, and we're going to talk about an article from CBSSports.com ranking the Big 12 football coaches. We'll do that when we come back. Gym Class coming your way for a Thursday on KGYM.
We're talking with Amy and Rush about home, family, and finances.
We've been banking with Midwest One for about 15 years now.
We started banking with Midwest One because of a friend of mine that works at Midwest One, and we've been happy with it ever since.
Checking accounts, savings, loans. What else do we have?
Home equity loan.
With an affordable home equity line from Midwest One Bank, the possibilities are endless.
A lot of people think that Midwest One is a big bank. To me, it's not. It's just our community bank. They do all the things that a big bank does, but they bring it down to earth. And they make it very easy.
Midwest One makes it simple.
Midwest One is really simply better banking.
It really is simply better banking.
Play tough, laugh often, and love always. Trust Simply Better Banking from Midwest One, because it's all about family. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Hey, Couch Surfers, we've got nonstop tunes to keep you rocking while you work. Oh, and Colleen, yes, you Colleen with a K. Your free trial of Movie Plus ends tomorrow and your card may be charged. Do you want to continue or cancel?
So meet Eno, the Capital One assistant. Eno looks out for surprise charges, like when free trials expire, and helps if you need to fix them. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Limitations apply.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
3:47, back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. Our thanks to Scott Savel for joining us, and always good to talk with him. Coming up tomorrow, we are going to have a topic for you, and we will get to that coming up. We will reveal that here in the next few minutes or so. 319-366-1600 is our text line. Again, that is 319-366-1600. On the text line, 4007, would we happen to know if there's going to be youth baseball for the Cedar Rapids Rec this summer? I don't know that for a certainty. My guess is probably not, since it's June 4th, and that has not been put together as of yet. But if you, maybe the city of Cedar Rapids would have that on the website, I would advise you to check that out or give them a call. And if they're not there, leave a message, and somebody will more than likely get back to you. I know that's the case. So that's another thing that kids are missing out, unfortunately, this summer. You know, you have the Mark USSSA teams that are, you know, travel a little bit, depending on what team you're on, play in tournaments, et cetera, that for a little bit more of the serious ball player. But there's also a great percentage of the people out there who just want to play for the love of the game, and they're not getting a chance to do so as well this year.
No, a big part of my summer was playing 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 age groups all across the city during the mornings, maybe at Ellis Park or Van Vechten or Daniels, wherever it may be. And then, you know, in the evening, Cedar Hills Booster Club games.
Yep.
You know, that was the summer for me. And that we're not even speaking to the rec leagues right now. So, it's a... just one more aspect of things that are not the same this year.
Yeah, Cedar Rapids in the morning, Hiawatha at night.
Yeah.
That was what it was back in the day. And it took a lot of pride in your team as far as if you guys were winning and who was on the team and whatnot. And those were fun days.
Isn't it strange? We can remember very little about certain things, but we remember – who we played for.
Yep.
You know, in Hiawatha or Cedar Hills Booster Club, Carpenter's Local and Lumberland and Cedrell. And yeah, you remember your team.
Hiawatha Lumber. Yellow and black. And it didn't go very well with my Cincinnati Reds cap that I would always wear. At the time, because, you know, that was the big Red Machines heyday, and everybody seemingly was a Reds. You know, it's interesting because, you know, you a little bit beyond that, ton of Yankee fans out there of that when the Yankees were going with Mantle and that group. And then a lot of people born in my era were Cincinnati Reds fans. And it's just kind of who was the big team that was doing well when you were growing up in that 10, 11, and 12 age range there. But interesting. I still remember, I think Barney's Paint won the Cedar Rapids league back then, at least 1 year anyway. Always a great supporter, Barney was. 319-366-1600, as well as all the folks that helped out as far as Little League Baseball was concerned. There wasn't USSSA back then. That's what everybody played. and we enjoyed it. We enjoyed it thoroughly. We're going to talk about coaching rankings as far as the Big 12 conference is concerned. CBSSports.com, they've been ranking coaches for the last week or so, maybe even beyond that. Power 5 rankings, Big 10 rankings, and now the Big 12 is out with their rankings. And I don't think it's a real big surprise who is on top, and that is the young wizard from Norman, Oklahoma, and that is, of course, Lincoln Riley, who CBS Sports believes is the top coach in the Big 12, and I can't imagine a lot of people can argue against that.
No, he's number 3 overall in the country, and not surprising there by any means, but I think you look at maybe 2 through 5, and perhaps get some debate. Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy, number 2.
I find that a little high. I find that a little high.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, and you got Gary Patterson, I really think a lot of. He's at number three. Last year he was number two, and Gundy was number three. And then you have Matt Campbell was number five last year. He's number four this year. And then a pretty good coach named Tom Herman, number five, who last year was number four and has dropped to five. So you can throw, I don't know if you can throw a blanket over two through five, but you can create a few arguments among those guys.
Yeah. What do you think? 319-366-1600. That is our text line. Again, that's 319-366-1600. Yeah, Tom Herman behind Matt Campbell. Tom Herman's had a lot of expectations thrown on his shoulders and has had, of course, a great year at University of Houston before he came to Austin to take on Texas. He's showed some, at times, flashes of brilliance, but he has not put Texas back up there to that Daryl Royal plateau. Now, I'm not sure that it may be a lot like what the folks in Lincoln are going through. You're not going to have the Devaney Osborne years again with the consistency. And maybe we shouldn't put that on Tom Herman's shoulders. I don't know. But he's in there at number five. Six and seven, you got Chris Klieman. Chris Klieman at Kansas State, moving up four spots, and of course did a great job at North Dakota State. And I really like Chris Klieman. Always like Chris Klieman, of course, with his Iowa roots. Then he got a guy, Les Miles, at number seven. Do you think Les Miles is the seventh best coach in the Big 12? I mean, no matter what you think of him off the field as far as some of his antics are concerned, but I mean, Les Miles did not forget how to coach when he left Baton Rouge, or when he was shown the door at Baton Rouge anyway. Now he's with Kansas, and Lawrence and Baton Rouge are not going to be, they're not going to be mixed up as far as football towns are concerned, but I think Les Miles is a little bit higher than seven, but that's just my
opinion. Yeah, I think so, too. And a lot of this is, what have you done for me lately? Because, for example, Matt Campbell fell six spots in the national rankings, but moved up a spot in the Big 12 rankings after a 7-6 season. Mildly disappointing. Same as Herman. Herman had a 10-win season in 2018, and last year went 8-5. So what happens? You know, he drops a spot. It's what have you done for me lately? Klieman got out of the chute, 8-5 with a win over Oklahoma, in his first year. Les Miles, because he's a Kansas. The rest of the Big 12 is guys who, either in their first year, completed their first year, or rookies. Neil Brown, West Virginia, at 8, Texas Tech, Matt Wells, and at 10, Dave Aranda. Who's, I think, a pretty good football coach.
Coming from LSU.
At Baylor, so.
Taking over for Matt Rhule over there. 319-366-1600 on the text line, 1345, reminding us Gundy is only popular for his mullet. So, it is stunning. I will say that. I have the mullet out there. Our friend Sam checking in. Sam, hope you are well. Can we be honest, the Gary Patterson experiment isn't going as well as we thought when he came to Fort Worth, having won a Rose Bowl. They've been to bowl games, but they haven't contended like I thought they would. And he also puts Les Miles as the only coach in the Big 12 with a national title under his belt. He had Kansas playing so, so much better in year one. That's why I would put him way ahead of seven. Sam agrees with me. Thank you very much. You don't forget how to coach. I don't know if he's ever going to have Kansas even doing what they did that one year when they went to the Orange Bowl. Just out of nowhere. Now, there were some deviations going on behind the scenes, perhaps, but at any rate, if Les Miles can get Kansas to a 7-win plateau, that's pretty darn good, isn't it? In my opinion.
He will rise in the rankings. There's no doubt about that.
I would agree. And I think Kansas is going to be even better this year. We'll see. But Matt Campbell in at number four. Topic for tomorrow, Mark. Let the folks know.
The biggest one-hit wonder in Iowa sports history. Iowa collegiate history, pros, high school. That one performance by one guy. He may or may not have been a starter, but that one
or a
memorable
girl.
Performance.
Or a woman.
Or a woman. That one memorable performance. One-hit wonder that you'll always remember.
There you go. We'll have that for you coming up tomorrow. And a ton of things pop into my head right away. And I would imagine that's going to be the case as far as all of our listeners are concerned as well. So the one-hit wonders of the state of Iowa, the pro teams, college teams, high school teams, men, women, amateurs, whatever the case may be. So we'll talk about that coming up on the program tomorrow on the Friday edition of the show. We'll have the news of the day as well. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex are coming your way next right here on KGYM. They'll be on from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock this evening, and then we'll be back with you coming up tomorrow, and that will be starting at 3 o'clock in the evening. All right, Mark, have a great, great night. We'll talk again tomorrow.
We'll talk to you then. Have a great night.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on 1600 AM, 102.3, 107.5, The Gym OT, and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3.